Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we know, there are renewed concerns about nuclear weapons around the world, including fears about the capabilities of countries such as North Korea. Last month, President Trump said he wanted to build up the U.S. nuclear arsenal to make sure America is at the top of the pack. All this may have baby boomers recalling the days of fallout shelters at home and duck-and-cover drills at school. But do you remember the self-styled Cold War patriot who dreamed of preserving humanity from atomic annihilation in a so-called doomsday motel? WBUR's Greg Whalen has the story of a Danvers businessman, Galo Putnam Emerson Sr., whose real job was selling candy.
Candyman, family man, shrewd businessman. That's how Eric Emerson fondly remembers his late grandfather, Galo Putnam Emerson Sr. of Danvers.
I only experienced part of it, but he saw opportunities in a lot of things.
He was a ninth-generation descendant of General Israel Putnam, one of the heroes of the Battle of Bunker Hill. The Emersons named their candy business after the general when it opened on Route 1 in Danvers in 1951. It's there that Galo Putnam Emerson Sr., in the spirit of his patriot ancestor, planned to make a stand against the Soviets, as outlandish as that plan sounds today. He hoped to build a motel with an underground bomb shelter.
The hotel's going to be right there, from about the tree over to where the current garage building is. And so the idea was to kind of have that where you could see it from Route 62 and from Route 1.
With 6 months' worth of supplies, it would be a live-in community capable of creating the world all over again in the event of a nuclear holocaust. The underground community would consist of guests lucky enough to have checked into the motel on the worst night of the world, plus a surgeon, obstetrician, teacher, carpenter, mechanic, horticulturalist, and many more folks capable of rebuilding the post-nuclear landscape. On top of all that, 50 citizens chosen to help repopulate the planet once the fallout was under control.
It was a time in which we were really concerned about the Ruskies and what might happen.
Danvers town archivist Richard Trask.
So it was a strange time. I lived through it, so it was no big deal. I can remember in elementary school that we had occasional duck-and-cover drill.
Trask pulls out old newspaper accounts of this doomsday motel plan. A grainy front page photo, a headline, General Putnam descendant builds nuclear Noah's Ark.
I'm looking at this local newspaper item, Bomb Shelter Motel, and these are the dignitaries. They're about to have a groundbreaking, I guess.
Yes, huh? You've got the town manager, the chairman of the Board of Selectmen, and an architect.
So this was serious stuff.
Apparently it was.
There would even be livestock. A cow, a bull, a rooster, a hen.
Absolutely absurd, no question about it.
But Boston University Cold War historian William Keeler says Americans were over the top about getting underground in those days of Cuban missiles and the Berlin Wall.
President Kennedy sent a letter to the American people that was published in Life magazine, in which he basically said, I'm going to be creating fallout shelters around the country. We're going to use government buildings, and we're going to encourage businesses to build fallout shelters. So this was sort of real high point of that anxiety about the possibility of nuclear war.
But ultimately, the motel bomb shelter bombed, for want of strong support, and, says Eric Emerson, lack of funding.
Were there ever any real plans, blueprints?
Well, I remember at one time seeing some concept drawings, so not working plans, but some sketches.
Galo Putnam Emerson Sr. died at 78 in 1990. Putnam Pantry Candies, meanwhile, keeps expanding. That is his sweet and lasting legacy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Greg Whalen.